Israeli forces were on the attack today in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, killing 17 Palestinians. The Israeli defense minister apologized for the killing of 6 civilians in Ramallah, 5 of them minors. Israel decided to step up its military operations after losing 22 people to Palestinian attacks over the weekend. And there's no end in sight. Palestinian leaders said today that the Israeli killings will be answered with more violence. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Samar Awad, a young Palestinian woman living in Ramallah, says it was early afternoon when she heard the explosion. There had been 3 the day before, and she assumed this one had been aimed at a nearby Palestinian police station.
But it wasn't. We opened the door and there was the car. It was uncovered. The roof was gone, and there was just remains of bodies all over the place. I mean, just thighs and everything on our doorstep here.
An Israeli tank shell had hit a pickup truck carrying the wife and children of Hussein Abu Quaik, a member of the political wing of the Hamas faction. Quaik was not in the car, but his wife and 3 children were killed, as were 2 people in another car that was hit by shrapnel from the blast. A few hours later, a grieving Hussein Abu Quaik called it a disgraceful crime by the Zionist army and one that would be avenged.
My wife, Bushra, was a patient, loving woman who always took good care of her children. She went this afternoon, as she does every day, to pick them up at school, my daughters Bara and Aziza, and my son Mohammed. They were on their way home when the Zionist army attacked them and shattered their poor bodies to pieces.
Israeli Defense Minister Binyamin Ben-Eliezer issued a statement apologizing for the civilian deaths in Ramallah, saying the tank shell was intended for another vehicle the army says was carrying armed Palestinian policemen. The army also issued a statement about the shooting in Jenin of a Palestinian Red Crescent ambulance, killing Dr. Khalil Suleiman, the head of the local emergency services unit. The army said the ambulance was speeding toward soldiers who felt threatened and opened fire. Hassan Youssef, the top Hamas political leader in the West Bank, says explanations and apologies won't stop the Palestinians from defending themselves and their territory.
It's irrelevant that they say it was a mistake. The crime has been committed. They're killing women and children here, and old men too. And all the world is doing nothing to stand up for us. Even the Arab world is doing nothing.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was not among the Israelis issuing apologies today. Sharon told the Knesset that Israel is at war against a bloodthirsty enemy. Government spokesman Zalman Shoval said Sharon is still perceived by many Israelis as steering a moderate course.
If Sharon is being criticized both by the extreme left and the extreme right, he may be doing something all right. There are people in Israel who are criticizing the government because, in their view, the government does not act forcefully enough against the Palestinian terrorists.
Those conservative critics are not satisfied with today's operations, which included heavy fighting in the Jenin refugee camp, where 7 Palestinians were killed and 20 wounded, according to Palestinian hospital officials. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli tanks and troops entered the Rafah refugee camp, demolished 3 buildings, and killed 3 Palestinians. Witnesses said one of the 3 dead was a civilian. After nightfall, Israeli aircraft fired missiles at Palestinian targets in Bethlehem and Ramallah. But while right-wing politicians want the army to disable the terrorist groups and topple the Palestinian Authority, more moderate critics say Sharon's policy of military escalation serves no purpose other than immediate revenge. Shlomo Ben-Ami directed the foreign ministry under the previous prime minister, Ehud Barak. He says Sharon's strategy of applying constant military pressure will prove to be counterproductive.
Well, I'm afraid it will not accomplish much. I think it will only increase the level of the crisis and the depth of mistrust between Israelis and Palestinians, and it will create a situation of total impasse with regard to a possible political way out.
The current wave of violence is one of the worst in the 17-month-old conflict. In the past 2 weeks, some 150 people have died. Many of them were civilians, and nearly 2/3 of them were Palestinians. Comments from both sides today suggest that those numbers will continue to rise. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.